magical. He's like he's the reincarnation of John the Baptist with Herbert W. with a beer back of Herbert W. Armstrong trying to tell us something. It doesn't make any sense, but it's very interesting. I got to give you that.
People are quoting you. People are quoting
you. Did you say, I got to give it up? Did you say the phrase, give it up?
Yeah.
Say, give it up.
Yeah. You gotta give it up.
I gotta give it up.
I gotta give it up for this because I don't understand what it is. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're gonna quote me even more when I get that press conference. Well, that's gonna be quite a quote.
I know, but you don't want that. You don't want that. Yeah, I know you're looking forward to it. Come on, comb your hair good. At least comb your hair good. Wear your outside shoes, for God's sake. At least wear your outside shoes.
Hey, my outside shirt. Stop
you
the inside shirt.
Not the inside shirt. And Carolyn, you don't know this, but Carolyn has ordered you a new pair of shoes for your conference, but you don't know that they're in the house yet. Because you only want one pair of shoes, one outside and one inside pair of shoes at a time. Not to mention your dancing shoes. That's different. That's a little different. But we need to get you an extra pair. She's going to shine you with the right kind of shoes that are just perfect, that are being almost broken. You know, Queen Elizabeth never wore a new pair of shoes. You know that?
No, I didn't. Let's move on.
She had somebody wear them for her before, so they'd be broke in.
Right, so then she did wear new shoes. She wore new shoes.
No.
She wore a pair of new shoes.
Right. They always be broken in by someone with very clean
shoes. That's great. Okay, next point. I'm looking at the angel diagram, and in the first ring, well, right in the center, you got the chromosome 14 symbol, and then around it are the letters VA, going clockwise, NA, ELLE. Are those four two-lettered syllables, are they representing the four winds?
And angels. Look,
and
look,
angels.
You knew this. We said this from day itch. We said this before scratch. They are the four winds, but they are also the four angels. They're being... Wait, you didn't ask that. We better shut up.
Yeah, you better shut up.
You're getting us in all kind of goddamn bullshit. You're getting us in some bullshit now.
Are the four angels, are they the two in the Hoover Dam and the two in the Euphrates? Are those the four angels?
No. You got Nimrod. You got Nimrod, and you got another.
Well, that's two. What makes four?
No. Two in the Hoover Dam, Nimrod, and the one under the Euphrates River.
Yeah, two under the Hoover Dam. Then the third one is Nimrod, and then the one under the Tigris Euphrates. Those are the four.
Yeah. Now, some may challenge you, because they like to challenge you. You can say, okay, goddammit, it's Gilgamesh. But if you say Gilgamesh, unless you're on the live on the air, somebody's going to fall over dead. Yeah, don't say Gilgamesh.
Someone who can say it, but don't say it much. Someone who's listening will fall over dead. Is that what you mean?
We didn't say who would, but somebody might.
Okay.
If you say it too often.
Right. So Gilgamesh represents all four?
No. All four. You'd have to say this. No. If you said it that way, you'd have to say the spirit of Gilgamesh would represent all four.
Okay. All right. So, I was wondering, in the theme of winds blowing, which we're now into the winds blowing, is that the unleashing of the plagues, the stars' plagues? Is that the first ring with the four angels?
The triune God. Now you have the triune God happening right now, which is COVID, RSV, and the new flu.
No, I know that. But the wind's blowing, that's symbolized by the four syllables, which represent the angels and something else, maybe the wind. So they've been released. So is the hidden plagues in Kiev that Putin, or the alien representing Putin, has to be very nimble to get rid of that place in Kiev with all the bars that if they're released will kill everybody kind of thing, is if they were released, humanity'd be in trouble. Would that be under the category the winds are starting to blow? Or plague? Winds as plagues?
We really don't know how to break this to you, but they've already been unleashed. It's done. They've already been unleashed.
And that happened
You say right like you're surprised, but then you're asking the question. Yes, Bob, it's over. It's done.
I know. That happened after September 24th, right?
2022. Mm-hmm. Yes. Which is exactly what we said. And you're just now getting the Drudge update, so good for you.
So the workers out there chopping down palm trees, Matt, they're listening, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're taping this.
Now they are, because now it's all of a sudden. Well, you said it right, Bob, because that's why we're being so cheeky. Before we were careful and kumbaya, and you always get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Hope everything works out good. Thank good thought, whatever that is. Now we're down to the dirty here and now, so it doesn't matter. Now they're listening. They're like, oh shit, you've got their. Hey Bob, finally you have their undivided attention. Now.
Mm. Awesome. Okay.
Therefore, we're not mincing many words. We don't mean to be cheeky. Yeah, we don't care. We're being cheeky. Fuck it. Do what you do.
Okay.
Like it, don't like it. We don't care.
Okay. Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell,
Maxwell Ghislaine. Oh, that's great. That's for Gizgasm. Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
That's Maxwell in Get Smart or something. Reminds me.
Yeah. No, that's Max Smart. Get Smart. Mm-hmm. Maxwell Smart.
Is Ghislaine Maxwell having a good time in Florida, Pensacola, or wherever she is?
Pensacola. Yeah, she's all right. She's not nice. It's a camp. It's a prison camp. It's not nice, but she's doing okay. It's all good.
Does she have a lot of names that she could expose that she's keeping to herself?
Nope. She has.
She has what? Release them?
In her appeal?
Yeah.
In her appeal? She has a lot of names.
She held back in the court, she was found guilty and sentenced. Now she's getting back and she's going to release names that everybody's afraid of, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How did Robert Maxwell die, if he did die? Did he transition or did he fake his death?
No, he finally died. He first transitioned. He first faked it. And then he finally died.
So in November 91, when he was no longer on his yacht, he had faked his death. He disappeared consciously.
Correct.
Because he knew he was going to be killed. They were coming after him.
That's what he knew.
And how many years did he last, undercover? 2008. That's about the time you showed up. That stopped him.
Yeah. See, in the 11th Judicial Circuit, the federal case is going to... Oh, goddamn, we can't talk about this. Oh, shit. I hope you're happy. All right, you've done it now. There's a new case, Bob. You know the new case, Supreme Court case?
The 22-8-380 case?
Yep.
Yeah. I know that, yes. That's connected to what? Maxwell?
This case right here.
This case right here is the Maxwell
No. They're connected, Bobby. When they throw out the 380 senators and congressmen and the House of Representatives
when they throw them all out of office, which is at the Supreme Court right here, right now, that case. Do you know that case? Bowman case?
Yes. Yeah, that's connected to the Maxwell situation?
Yes, it is. Because every time you turn around, you see Ghislaine Gizgasm hooked up with somebody, from Donald Trump to damn Avenatti, the damn fucking Schumer. I mean, everybody's, I guess everybody's fucking everybody, I guess. I don't know. It's the fucking goddamn people. If anybody, you know, they need a medal. Anybody can fuck that much. That's good fucking, Bob, if you can fuck like that. You can fuck.
Excuse me.
I'd like to fuck. No, I don't want to fuck you. I fucked everybody. I'm fucked. You know, come on now. If you got that kind of motif, you know, you got the hondo, you got the hondo version coming on to say, hey, maybe there's something else that's going on here. Maybe we're not having this conversation like that. It's bad. I've slept with everybody, so we're good. I'll choose which ones I prefer. So that has nothing to do with this conversation. What it has to do with the conversation was is this fall or disparity of the fall of democracy.
Got it.
You know it.
Okay. We're going to move on.
That was good, though, by the way.
All right.
Don't drop
I'm
that
taking
one.
It.
Keep that one.
That was a good one. We're going to play that. So listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
So William Engdahl, a former LaRouche, wrote a book in 2018 called Manifest Destiny. Manifest Destiny, subtitled Democracy as Cognitive Dissonance. Cognitive Dissonance is a modern term for the double think of George Orwell's 1984. Anyways, on page 34, he's explaining how the Berlin Wall went down. Is this correct? He says, the Bush administration's attack on the post-communist Russian Federation.
Nope.
Not true.
Go ahead.
Let me just spell it out that you can say.
Of course. Yeah.
The Bush administration's attack on the post-communist Russian Federation. The Russian Federation was created after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. Dubbed. This attack by Bush administration, dubbed Operation Hammer, had four distinct covert, covered-up elements. One, the CIA would secretly finance the August 1991 General's coup against Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev that brought in Yeltsin. And then 5 months later, they stopped the Soviet Union. But the coup is in August 91. Bush set that up. Point two, they would use their secret financial warship.
Boris Yeltsin set that up, but go ahead.
Yeah. Number two, Bush and them would use their secret financial war chest to destabilize the ruble. Did that happen?
Was it the rupee or the ruble, Bob?
Ruble. R-U-B-L-E. The ruble is what's said here.
Okay.
Do you agree with that? That they did that? Bush's Operation Hammer did that?
The rupee, not the ruble.
Okay. What is the rupee? Is that India? Where's the rupee?
Russia at that point.
So the ruble was called the rupee at some point.
Correct. Then it was converted after Brezhnev.
To the rupee or from rupee?
From rupee. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Point number three.
It's just semantics, but you're talking about manifest
destiny. Yeah, you're agreeing that Bush did do a secret financial war chest to destabilize the rupee and ruble, right?
Uh-huh.
Point three, Bush and them used... Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, because when we were talking about Whitney Webb in the last session, and I were emphasizing Clinton, you said, Bob, it's the Bush family. So you said that's more important than the Clinton and Goldman Sachs. So here's point three. Bush and them used corrupted Russian Goss Bank National Bank officials to organize the theft of the country's official gold reserves. Did that happen?
It did. And that's why the Pierce family, which is connected to Bush's best friend in the whole wide world, were the Lennons.
The Lennons of 100
Russia.
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the Lennon
that's
family?
Why we said... That's the Pierce.
That's the Lennon...
Pierce.
Yeah, I know. Is that the Lennon family that Lenin came out of and went to Russia in 1916 on the Finland train or whatever it was.
Correct.
That,
correct.
You
correct,
talk about
correct.
His parents were involved with the Pierces, were friends of the Pierces. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
As Barbara Pierce Bush.
Yeah, where were the Pierces? In the United States or in Europe at that time, 100 years ago?
Both.
Okay.
Multicultural.
Are they part of the House of Stuart?
Lancaster.
Ah. So the left versus right, or capitalism versus communism.
Or up versus down. Up versus down.
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes back to Lancaster, the House of Lancaster versus the House of York.
War of the Roses.
Right, because that gets solidified by the printing press. We're locked into it. It's about the time the printing press showed
locked
up in the
down, locked down by rule, yep.
Right. Okay, point number four. Bush and them began a systematic takeover of strategic energy, raw materials, and high-tech state military industries in the Soviet Union via IMF dictated privatization operations run by Yeltsin's finance minister, Igor Gaidar.
No, Czechoslovakia. It was from Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia. That's where it was, which was part of Russia at that point. It was Czechoslovakia. That was the connect. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's before Vaclav Havel had his Velvet Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Excellent. God damn, that was good, Bob, the Velvet Revolution. That was good. You're going to get right up there with the Compromise of 1850 if you keep going. This is great.
Now, Gaidar, but it was Czechoslovakia, but Gaidar worked in league with Harvard's Jeffrey Sachs and other friends of billionaire hedge fund speculator George Soros. So the Harvard boys were working with the Czechoslovakians, not Gaidar.
Agreed. Agreed. That's right. But you knew that. You don't need us for that. You knew that. You knew that already.
Yeah. This book spells out Peter talking about the Bolsheviks in the Pentagon kicking out the Rockefellers, and the Bolsheviks had they're still their KGB ex-KGB generals over in Russia, Soviet Union. So this is spelling out from a LaRouche giving the journalistic details of what Peter summarized with a few words. Right. That's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Okay. We'd have to. There's a little bit more to it than that, but we would say in essence,
certainly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, you got some issues in the mix.
I got that. Now, John Dee and his buddy, forget his name, the guy who went into trance. They went to Czechoslovakia, and there was an emperor, a king, or something there who ran an alchemical school, and so a lot of the secret wisdom was in Czechoslovakia, you know, 1600 or 1550 or so. Is that like the Prussians, or maybe they set up the Prussians? There
are
some
about walls. Edward. You talking about Edward Kelly?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad.
Hung out with the guy there.
We don't know shit. We don't know. We don't know shit, Bob. But it's fun to know what we do. It's fun.
So they hung out with this alchemist king. Did something lock in there, a power group like the Medici's that is still strong in the 20th century, and that's part of the Czechoslovakian factor? Aha.
Certainly. And that's the connection point. See, and you said it right. You didn't say Medici, the Medici. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's where they got their power for. And see, now this is how you get the.
That's where they. Who's they? You don't mean Dee Medici. Who got their power? The Czechoslovakian gang?
John Dee.
And Kelly. Okay.
Edward Kelly. That's the real.
Yeah,
and so then that connected. And so then and it shows up with the Medici, which are still powerful to this day. We didn't talk,
the
about, we talk about that.
Yeah, the Czechoslovakian gang is not powerful anymore.
People can, okay, Bob, here we go. Here's how you can tell they're not. Point onto a map where Czechoslovakia is. We defy you to find a map that will even acknowledge the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia. They don't even acknowledge it ever was.
McLuhan wrote a letter around 1936, 1937, 1938. Mm-hmm. He said, there's not going to be any World War II, but he said, there's some sneaky stuff happening in Prague, Czechoslovakia. He knew.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people say, Czechoslovakia, what the hell is McLuhan talking about? They didn't understand McLuhan. They didn't believe him.
But, right. And that was proven from Lord Burghley, when Emperor Rudolf. Emperor Rudolf. We're talking about Lord Burghley.
Yeah, I know. Is he an alien?
Mostly. But see, this is where the Westonia starts to apply. Because they started being known as to the Emperor Rudolf. There's a connection there. But we're trying not to make that to be a big deal. It'll come out. It'll come out wash day, Bob.
So Emperor Rudolf is an alien?
Yes. Agreed.
Yes.
At least half. Maybe three quarter. Because there's so much miscegenation that goes on with it. See, that's what the whole segregation position was about. It wasn't about melanated people. It wasn't about Negro people. It wasn't about that. It was about where you came from, your plot lines, your field gaze. It's from whence you came. Whose are, you know, is you is or is you not my paterfamilia? If you ain't, then you don't apply.
Okay, got that. All right. You in passing the other day, I think, said, we're in a Cold War now. Now, that Gregory guy,
the hot war. It's a hot war. But, yeah, go ahead.
Right. You did say we're in a Cold War now, or it was coming. Mm. And Gregory, on Office Hours, said, I said, what's going to happen in Ukraine? He said, it'll be bogged down in trench warfare. Or he just said trench warfare, which means to bog down. But I think what you're saying is a hot aspect. A Cold War would be a stretched-out trench warfare. It's just paralysis, nobody getting anywhere. But it's going to move into a hot war and disrupt that trend. It's not going to be trench warfare. Do you agree?
Well, goddamn, Bob, they blow most of Ukraine up now, except for the labs that are going to destroy the earth. So it is pretty much of a goddamn hot war right now. It's not too much of a Cold War conversation. If you do this, I'm going to do that. Well, if you do that, I'm going to do this. Well, you better not do that. I'm going to do it. They're doing it. It's not a Cold War. They're not cold in Ukraine because their buildings are on fire.
So the paralysis of trench warfare, which was World War One, and we might call that the Cold War period in the 50s, 60s, that's not happening. As you say, we're in a hot war, and it's going to get
That's what you call, you reference that in the Churches of Genius as Manifest Destiny, but that's your quote, not ours.
Yeah. Now, what is Bob's grimoire? Grimoire defined as my resume.
No comment.
What is my resume?
No comment. No, we're not. Fuck you. Scott don't even want to know that. No, you're not getting that.
Nope. Scott doesn't want to know that?
Nobody's going to know that, Nope.
All right, I mean, you're obviously part of my grimoire. I know that. Okay. I'm now going to play.
Yeah, we're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you.
Yeah, you are. So I want to play this. I think you can hear it.
Okay.
This new meme that's circulating about the plasma universe. The world is, it's not black holes, it's plasma. So a man may come up. We'll see. So Jay Wiedner, who is a pseudo-alchemist or real alchemist, what he's really up about, but he interviewed Robert Semple, who I think got a name for himself in the 70s or something. He did a book on Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. Let's just see if I can get
The star.
His the date.
The star.
Yeah. So he started, a lot of New Agers got into that. And, The Sirius Mystery, New Scientific Evidence of Alien Contact 5,000 Years Ago, October 1st, 1998, paperback. So it was in the 90s when this book came out. Okay, so we'll leave that there, and let's get to this recording. So,
okay.
Jay Wiener interviews Robert Temple, who has a new book coming out, and listen to what it's about. It's basically about the plasma stuff, but I'll let him speak. So you'll hear a question by Jay Wiener, and he's explaining how the knowledge of the plasma, the key to the understanding the universe, is in all ancient Gothic temples, Egyptian pyramids, and all this. So he's going to run through it, and you're going to comment whenever you want. You can stop the tape and say, no, yes, no, whatever. So let's see.
You know, I wanted to, you know, because once you open the door, and I don't know how far you open the door, and I have never really gone outside of this show public with what I know about the opening of the plasma world to my eyes, but now I realize that, you know, the cathedrals, the Gothic cathedrals, were bringing down this plasma
power
down into the floor of the
cathedral. It was it.
Oh, wait. God damn.
Plasma down to the
God
floor.
Damn. What plasma. The what the fuck? God damn. Come on now. This No. This is not going to go the way you want it to go. This is not going
to
be good.
I don't
want
to go. I want
Hell
you
no.
to eviscerate these guys. I want you to eviscerate them.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Plasma came down and cathedrals filled my soul. How the fuck, what the fuck does that mean? That's ridiculous. Okay, that came from a high. That came from the goddamn Demetis and the Florentine Empire. That's where that came from, to build something to the heavens.
What came from? No, what? What is the what? What came from the Demetis?
Plasma didn't build the churches and the Florentine Empire or the art of the Florentine Empire. It wasn't plasma that built that. That was a reference of humans looking up to the heavens and says, I can reach the heavens, or I can take and create monies, so much so monies, that I can show you art and let you look at naked women on stone and like it.
Okay, you don't need to go on.
Penises.
We got more stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this. He didn't say that plasma built the cathedrals. He said the towers
he
allowed
said plasma
the plasma
came down. No,
yeah.
It does not. No. No. Because you got to get the
plasma
towers
came
first.
Down through the... Yeah, they got the towers
no,
first.
The towers
so didn't come. For you. Here we go. Come on.
You don't have to replay it. The towers...
Yes, I do.
The towers didn't cause the plasma. The towers didn't cause the plasma's interaction. So now say what you want to. Go ahead.
But, you know, I wanted to, you know, because... Once you open the door, and I don't know how far you open the door, and I have never really gone outside of this show public with what I know about the opening of the plasma world to my eyes, but now I realize that, you know, the cathedrals, the Gothic cathedrals, were bringing down this plasma through their towers out into the floor of the cathedrals, and that they use sacred geometry as part of the plasma, the way you get the plasma to flow correctly, and the way that, same with the Egyptians, the Great Pyramid,
Bob.
Christopher Dunsworth, about it.
Bob. God damn.
Yeah.
We're going to take the whole of the Western, Eastern, Southern, Northern, all of civilization, and make it be about this confab that he's trying to collude into some composition that makes something to make sense. Come on now. This is ridiculous. Keep going, but this is not how this works.
I know you don't like. Let's just have the people hear it, and then after they hear 5 minutes of you say, all bullshit, you know? Okay? That's what I just wanted you to do.
No. Listen, no, we want to make a point of what he's trying to connect the dots to. Don't connect. It's ridiculous because you're like,
I know.
Well, this is this, and it just scratches this, and it just scratches that, and this is that. if your ass itches and you didn't scratch, so scratch your itch and then your itch will scratch. It's like, come on, man. That's plasma. If your ass itches, it's plasma. Okay, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Plasma generator. These things are all, like, all over the place, and nobody's really brought it all home. And, I really think it's time for this to get out.
Well, you're absolutely right.
This is Robert Temple. Robert Temple talking now. Finding.
All of us who what could be called the people of goodwill, and who are not psychopaths, and who do not want to control the world, and who do not want to become Christian painters, but merely want to get good stuff done, need to all get in gear together and try and drive this knowledge forward so that the public become enlightened to the truth. And one of the main themes of my book, which I substantiate scientifically, is that nobody dies.
Right.
We are all immortal beings, final quantum of beings who are temporarily incarnated in what I call smart overcoats. and when we leave those, because they wear out pretty fast, I mean, because nobody are not that durable, we have to leave and go back to the plasma world, or otherwise known as other world.
Okay, hold on.
Speak in religious terminology, call it the spiritual world.
Hold on.
Yes, the plasma is a non-spiritual spiritual world.
It's almost 5 minutes, Bob. We didn't quite last that long. We tried to. Spiritual fucking overcoats. What the fuck is that? Is that the thing that
the
holds
meat sack. That's his term for
bound?
The meat sack. Now listen.
So that's
overcoats
how you,
are the physical body.
So that's where you're bound in this earthly being until you release the plasma? Did you come from plasma? Were you the ejaculate? Were you the ejaculate? Were you the mouthpieces of ejaculate of plasma? Woo, darling, I don't want to come. I don't want to ejaculate. I want the plasma. Woo, let me dress. Come on, Bob. God damn, this is ridiculous. All right, I waited 5 minutes as best closed as I could. Okay, go ahead.
So he makes the point that we're temporarily incarnated into this meat sack or overcoat, and we remain frightened in that. That's all we are. We're going to die, and that's all over. And he says, no, you're going to live beyond. When you're released, when you transition, you go to a glorious, non-physical, spiritual, astral world. Now, I say what's unique about Ion's wisdom is, very different from religion, is death is not an issue. And we're not here living here to die successfully and enjoy the afterlife. You say the physical is what's most important, and we don't have to die, and we stay here. And he's got it backwards, and Dave Worster, through Cosmic Awareness, said the Order of the Golden Dawn and Aleister Crowley, these guys, are going to celebrate this dying and knowing you're not going to stop when you die, and you go into this wonderful guff or other world, and Dave Worster said, we're here, Servants of Awareness, to counter that. And I've done that. Through bringing Ion forward, you counter that delusion about death, because it should not even be anything you even know about, because you are in the celebrated physical, and that's the point of living. And they got that backwards.
And
let me finish. So then the Worcester and Paul Shockley maybe predicted that the New Age would be the final Rai principality, the final separate superior complex idiot through New Age philosophy. We see that in the cults all over the world. Now, even Hillary Clinton and them are New Agers, and they're relying on the glorious knowledge that you survive death. And that is not what is the basis of our new world today. And you agree with me, I just said.
That's exactly right, because it's in this body that you are to ascend to. It's in this body you are to ascend to. And they gave Jesus as the reparation. Now, he had to come to the edge of death. Eli, Abba, Sabbatani, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? The point that you were on the edge of death to come into your place of ascension. But the ascension came very clearly and very completely as you drop the shift from the meat sack condition or astral spiritual coat of arms or what. whatever the fuck he was babbling about. He's like, from plasma. I had plasma in my asthma. I had hemorrhoids in my hemorrhoids, and it was bad. It was pretty bad. So then what happens is that you've come to this place where in your physical, if you can ascend, then you're ascended in the physical. You don't have to go to the Guff because it's closed now, by the way. It's got going to the Waffle House. The Waffle House never closes, but let me tell you what now. Homie, Waffle House is closed. You can't go to Waffle House anymore. Like, not days, it's closed. So the Guff and the Waffle House is closed, so you can't just pop by whenever you want to. So now you got to be very precise. You're going to have late night, double smothered, covered, top chunked, hash brown.
Pete don't sling back.
Do me like a dog pump. That's the one you're talking about. That's a different, different thing. With plasma.
Okay.
As long as you had plasma, it'll be okay. This is so ridiculous. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let me clarify you're saying. This guy, as usual, the conspiracy, according to the Church Subgenius, takes good stuff, like I did, and fucking markets it backwards, like all the Hollywood movies, showing Bob Knowledge backwards and upside down. And he's going to celebrate. They're now going to make a scientist prove that there is an astral plane, and that's where we go when we die. When it's all over, they're always one step behind. So we have one more topic, but I'll just play another bit of this and see what further stuff Mr. Temple says.
The Pleiades has to become plasma. Is that the point?
Yeah. Now, you do need to clarify. You talk about plasma. We brought up the plasma theory, but you say it's a small part of the larger whole constituency. I mean, it's just
I agree.
Not as... Yeah. Okay, so here's what... Let's see what he says.
Well, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
And it depends on which words you're using. In my own discussions and book, I try to avoid religious language because it has baggage. It doesn't mean I disagree with it. It means that I, for instance, I want very much for diehard fanatical atheists to read my book and see the hard scientific evidence for the things that they said, well, they couldn't believe because there's no evidence. And I respect that. Because I am a very skeptical person. I am a very, very skeptical person. I don't believe it, I'm told. And so even though I disagree with atheists because I think they've got it wrong, I respect the process by which they have been led to their atheism. And therefore, I didn't want to pepper my book with religious terminology, which they would just, reject. Throw the book in the bin.
Yeah.
It's too much baggage, as you say.
Yeah.
So everybody should realize that when I talk about the plasma world or the other world, I'm speaking the same world that religious people call the spiritual world. And when I say we don't die, we have bioplasma bodies, I'm also talking about soul and spirit. And I think there's probably more than one. We have different levels of them, in the sense that the ancient Egyptians knew about that. We had the Ka, the Ba, the Ox, and so on. Different levels of our bioplasma bodies. But the main thing to realize is that we don't and cannot die. And this has enormous implications, because forgetting the fact that you don't want extinction and death, although some perverse people do because they hate themselves so much, but apart from them, people want to not die. And this is meant to be the main fear of humanity. Well, they don't need that fear. They have enough fear going on imposed on us by the psychopath.
Yes.
Without having that one. But the responsibilities of living forever are that if you're going to live forever, you really have to get your head around that and approach life from that point of view. Because you're going to be stuck with yourself always. And it's going to be a very unpleasant experience if you're not a good person.
You got to be a good person, he says. Well, we know the limitation of that. But the that's the main point he's making. You have something to say about that? We've already said the main point. I mean, that's exactly what you're mocking of the regular people come on the show with their New Age delusions. And you mock them from this guy. What he said is a summary of the attitude that you're there to dismantle.
Well, overcome. Now, we don't even have to dismantle it because we don't care. We don't care because those are the people that are going to be dead, and we won't worry about it. They'll be spam. You're going to be spam. If the aliens eat you out of a can, what do we care? We don't care. Be good.
You'll be spam. Yeah, and then you'll transition to the dead goth zone and be trapped. Mm. And stuck. So,
well, there ain't enough anymore, so you are trapped.
Yeah, there's a guy named Thornhill, this temple site. He's a thinker, physicist, who's promoting this plasma universe. It's sort of the black hole.
There's a plasma universe, but it has nothing to do with this world or this realm. But there is a plasma universe. But
it has nothing to do with the spiritual realm either. It has nothing to do with the spiritual realm or the astral realm either.
That's right.
Okay,
if we had him on the line, he was questioning us, and we were standing, we'd say, okay, home skillet, you know what plasma is? Explain to us a black hole. He shut the fuck up because the motherfucker doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because they are the same. So, just saying.
Yeah, like Scott Talkin didn't say, stupid ion still talks about the black holes. That's all obsolete. We're now in a plasma universe. So he's falling for the new bullshit. And
Bucky Fuller.
right. That's right. He represents Bucky Fuller, a 19th century artist. So, McLuhan said, you know, you've invented technology, it really doesn't go away. It's always there. So, if there was a concept of Stephen Hawking and them with the black hole, it's still there, even though there's new concepts that come along, new models, and they stick around. So,
Don't say more. Because they're not necessarily new. They're regenerating shit from Aleister Crowley, for fuck's sake. I mean, it's the new Mr. Crowley. Okay, we're good for you. There's nothing new under the sun. They just regurgitated. It's the regurgitated Gurdjieff, Bob.
Gotcha. Now here's our final point. There's a young kid named Max Lachlan. And he has a controversial theory. CERN sent us to a parallel universe. And this kid has somehow, he's like,
it didn't send you to it. You arrived at it. It didn't send you to it. You arrived at it. Yep, good.
Well, what's the difference? Did CERN have something to do with us arriving at the parallel universe?
You can't tell the difference. You don't know.
Well, then
is it live or is it is it live or is it Memorex? We don't know. So you can't say this is correct or incorrect because you have no impetus to say one is preferred over another or correct over another. You don't know that.
Okay. So this Max Lachlan, he's only 13 years old. He could develop from scratch its own device for energy access, a system that is capable of providing all the necessary energy without the need for oil, coal, or solar energy. Is he doing that? Is he making
Not
something?
Yet.
Is he,
Not yet.
Is he listening to us?
Yeah, he's trying to perfect your original Baghdad battery.
Right. But he doesn't understand our Coldplay. Doesn't know how that works.
No.
And his theory won't help him to understand it, whatever he's coming up with.
You agree? Not yet.
Will he be coming around and begging to talk to Bob and learn at some point?
Everybody does sooner or later, Bobby.
That's right. Okay, excellent. We're going to wrap it up, but before we wrap it up,
surprise for you. We have a surprise for you. We got an extra 13,000 classified JFK documents released for you that you don't have to look at, but you certainly can see.
So Trump got them? No, Biden released them?
It was done before that, but now they're available. Took a little while.
Yeah, that was what they were wondering. So will it have information about the UFO connection?
Indirectly, yeah. It's just a bad look for the CIA, mostly. But, that's an ongoing thing.
Is this the final? Is this all the documents now as a result of this release?
Oh, no. We got some more in the bunker for you to look at when you get a chance.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need something to read while you're hanging out.
Okay.
Well, how was that? Wow.
Wild.
Phenomenal.
The mighty one. The mighty session.
Covered a lot of ground, Bob.
Yeah. I wonder, I think I'll go on web call.
On web call.
Just these better sessions. Why? Bert? Yeah, Bert's there. Okay, web call. Get that.
Please record your name after the tone.
After the tone, press the pound key.
Well, who wants to say something? I unmuted all 45 of you.
Nimrod. Bob.
Oh, look, the sound down. Okay. Okay, I unmuted all 46 of you. Anybody want to say anything?
Bob, you hear me?
Yes, Bert.
Nimrod. Gilgamesh.
That's me. The G in the Freemasonic icon.
Okay, but
you know the G?
Yes, that was in the TikTok that I sent. Yes.
What'd you say about the TikTok? Oh yeah, you said TikTok.
It's in the TikTok, but because I wanted to ask Ian about Gilgamesh about a year ago in November, but they said it was too hot to bring it up. But now it's, I guess, cooled off. And you're connected to Nimrod, is what I heard. But Nimrod is an angel.
You heard it before or today?
No, just today.
That's right. I wrestled Nimrod / Gilgamesh to the ground and put it in a little cell. Prison.
Yeah, but isn't he looking for you now, Bob?
Yeah, he's looking to wipe out everybody. He's pissed off.
So why are you saying you are Nimrod?
That's what Ian said. Oh, well, wait, no, I'm not Nimrod. The G. Okay, we gotta mute everybody. Nobody knows how to do that.
Yeah, that's no good, Bob. It's too noisy.
I didn't know.
Everybody's muted. Okay. We're talking to Bert and Alyssa. Where's Alyssa? What, Karen?
Michael was there too.
Oh, yeah, Michael. He got it. He squeaked in. Where's Michael? Don't know. See where Michael is. He probably dropped off.
Look up top.
I don't see Michael. Well, okay, what am I supposed to look for? Oh, is he Nicholas in La Jolla? Oh, yeah, you're La Jolla. There's Michael. Okay. So the G in the Freemasonic symbol stands for Gilgamesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was the last guy who touched him. They shoved him into the cell and threw away the key. All right? So when the Freemasonic guys, who didn't even know what G stood for, and note, when Ian asked me what did G stand for, I said Garrett. That was a little joke. It stood for Garrett. That's Holly Off. That's Division 9 of the 10-part picture of Bob's brain. The personal mentor guy. So Ian says G stands for Gilgamesh, and they're not allowed to say the name very much, so you say Nimrod. And it's like everything else, Gilgamesh has been released, and he's bringing all kinds of destruction of Federation, Zion said, previous Federations, what are they? And but I will claim, well, I was bragging. I said, I whooped him once before, I'll whoop him again. Did you ever say that?
Mm-hmm.
So you can ask Ion, I unmuted Ion, all you want about Nimrod. Let's call the name Nimrod. Oh, I didn't unmute Ion yet. Where's Ion?
Yes, you did.
Might be right there. Oh, further up?
He's up. He's off.
Okay. Yeah, he's unmuted. Such a long list, I'm not used to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what if they had to dial in? What if they had to dial in on the monolith? Are you telling us that we're going to have to hook you up a turbo bridge so that you can communicate on the monolith, Bob? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
So ask your questions, Bert.
It appears that something's changed because you warned us about there were four angels buried under the Euphrates. But what I just heard in the private session is the four angels that you were warning us about is two under the Hoover Dam, Gilgamesh.
Right. Two different conversations. You're talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Those angels are under the river Euphrates. The others are in the seals, the thunders and the seals.
Oh, okay.
Two are Hoover Dam. Is this right? Two are Hoover Dam, one is Nimrod, and the other one's under the Tigris Euphrates.
Yes.
Well, right? No. You're mixing up the storyline. Bert's on the right track. Don't confuse the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which are also angels, and these and the seals and the thunders. We spent 1,000 years on seals and thunders because they're going to be.
Okay.
Well, it's the difference between Revelation 6 and Genesis 10:10.
You didn't say what the seals are. Are they two under
Hoover?
The two under Hoover and the one under Euphrates and Nimrod, what are they? They're the ones in the angel diagram. They're neither the four horsemen of the apocalypse or whatever other layout you said.
Well, do that as the wind. The wind.
Yeah.
I thought we were the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
And you're also Nimrod that's trying to get you. So,
there's Bert. There. So I'm Gilgamesh?
Nimrod.
I become what I behold?
And you swallow what you suck?
Okay,
go ahead. Listen, go ahead.
Ion, you said that the winds are also the noble gases, and you've also uncovered that angels live in Argon. So are some of the angels living in the other noble gases as well that are going to be released?
Mm-hmm. Picture Nimrod as a hunter against God. That may help clean up a little bit for you.
Mm.
An anthropomorphic hunter?
Well, maybe. Or maybe that's a prototype of the rebellious people. Maybe.
So you have the four horsemen opponent. Wait just a minute. You got the winds. Two under Hoover, Nimrod, and one under the Euphrates. Then you have the four horsemen, which are four under the Tigris and the Euphrates. Is there another third division of four?
There is, but we're not doing it. As we said earlier, that's a little hot. No, it's a little. Oh, no. And now Bert's probably the only one here that's been here long enough to get it all. There's been references because he even remembered bringing this up before, and we said it was too hot because you hadn't even broke the sixth seal by then. But now you're fixing to be done with the sixth seal, and we tend to have a different conversation. And this is the thing that Bob Nimrod's been bitching about. He's like,
Why isn't there blood in the road? Why is somebody dying? What's all this BS? Everybody's like, I'm going to go get vaccinated just because I can show you don't know what the hell you're talking about. We go, okay, go ahead, knock yourself out. There you go. It's that conversation of, we call it a spirit of sedition. The spirit of sedition that's overwhelmed.